Who are you? Who do you say that you are? Have you been listening to the messages that play in your head when you finally get still? Messages that tell you that you cannot be forgiven for what you've done or not done? Messages that tell you that you're unworthy, unwanted, or undesirable? Those messages are just noise, psychological warfare put out by the enemy to render you ineffective. Listen to me as I tell you who you really are. You are the child of a king, and not just any king, but the king of all other kings. This is the king who laid the foundations of the universe, who spoke the world into existence by the power of his words. And this king uses those same powerful life-giving words to call you his son or daughter, his own child. He's seen everything you've done. He's seen you at your best and at your worst. He is not shocked nor surprised. In fact, he can see right into your very heart, and it's after he sees you at your worst that he calls you son or daughter. He's not waiting for you to get your act together before he'll accept you as his own. No, our king is a king of initiative. He's a king of search and rescue, not wait and see. He will pursue you with a force that is more powerful than anything this world can throw at us. Not to judge us, but to bring us into his family, to claim us as his own. Nothing, I repeat, nothing can separate us from his love. Not our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not angels, nor demons. Not even death. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love for us. So what does this mean? It means you no longer have to live with the labels that this world has put on you. You are a child of God. It means you no longer have to live under the crushing power of guilt, fear, or doubt. You are a child of God. It means you no longer have to live in darkness, afraid of what others might think or what they may call you. You are a child of God. In fact, you were a child of God before you were anything else. He created you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He has seen you before you were even born. And he sees you now. Those messages in your head or the negativity you hear in this world are everywhere, and they're trying to capture your attention. They're trying to convince you that they are the truth. But in reality, the voice of this Most High God is the only voice that matters. And despite what you might tell yourself, despite what this world might tell you, his voice will always say, "You are my beloved child." That's who you are.